HarperCollins presents The Time of the Dark, Book 1 of the Darwith series, by Barbara Hamley, read by Kristin Atherton. Chapter 1. Gil knew that it was only a dream. There was no reason for her to feel fear. She knew that the danger, the chaos, the blind, sickening nightmare terror that filled the screaming night were not real. This city, with its dark, unfamiliar architecture, these fleeing crowds of panic-stricken men and women who shoved her aside, unseeing, were only the vivid dregs of an overloaded subconscious, wraiths that would melt with daylight. She knew all this. Nevertheless, she was afraid. She seemed to be standing at the foot of a flight of green marble stairs, facing into a square courtyard, surrounded by tall, peak-roofed buildings. Fleeing people were shoving past her, jostling her back against the gigantic pedestal of a malachite statue, without seeming to be aware of her presence at all. Gasping, wild-eyed people. Terrified faces bleached to corpses by the brilliance of the cold quarter moon. They were pouring out of the gabled houses, the men clutching chests or bags of money, the women, jewels, lapdogs, or children crying in uncomprehending terror. Their hair was wild from sleep, for it was deep night. Some of them were dressed, but many were naked or tripping over bedclothes hastily snatched. And Gil could smell the rank terror sweat of their bodies as they brushed against her. None of them saw her. None of them stopped. They stumbled frantically up those vast steps of moonlit marble, through the dark arch of the gates at the top, and out into the clamoring streets of the stricken city beyond. What city? Gil wondered confusedly. And why am I afraid? This is only a dream. But she knew. In her heart, she knew, as things are known in dreams, that this scene of frenzied escape was even now being repeated, like the hundredfold reflections in a doubled mirror, everywhere in the city around her. The knowledge and the horror created a chill that crept along her skin, crawled worm-like through her guts. They all felt it too. But not a man would stop to lean on the pillar behind her, nor a woman stumble on the steps at her feet. They looked back with the blank, wide eyes of madness, their frenzied gaze drawn, as if against their will, to the cyclopean doors of ancient, time-greened bronze that dominated the wall opposite. It was from these that they fled. It was behind this monstrous trapezoidal gateway that the horror was building, as water builds behind a weakening dam, a soft, shifting, bodiless evil. An unspeakable eruption into the land of the living, from out of black abysses of space and time. There was motion and voices in the cavern of the arched gateway behind her, muffled footfalls, and the thin, ringing whine of a sword as it was drawn. Gil turned, her thick hair tangling in her eyes. The wild, jumping dance of wind-bent torches, silhouetted crowding forms, flickering across a face, a blade edge, the dull, pebbled gleam of chainmail. Against the thinning tide of desperate civilians, the guards stepped into the cool, pewter monochrome of the moonlight. Black-uniformed, lightly mailed, booted, men and women both, the honed blades of their weapons shining thinly against the play of the shadows. Gil could catch a glimpse of a nervous rabble of hastily armed civilians massing up behind them, whispering in dread, and fumbling with unpracticed hands at the hilts of borrowed armament, grim fear fighting terrified bewilderment in their half-seen faces. And striding down ahead of them all,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?